Stalking the Cretaceous are predators like Tyrannosaurus Rex, with jaws that could bite down with nearly 4 tons of force. And Deinonychus, sporting claws that could slice straight through flesh. But the prey these carnivores hunt are heavily armed.
Often in reconstructions of dinosaurs, we just see the meat-eaters attacking the herbivores, and it's easy to miss the fact that in the real world, herbivores fight back.
The plant-eater, Sauroposeidon, defends itself by growing to mammoth proportions. This one is a juvenile, but it's almost 6 meters tall, an animal on the edge of adolescence, and an animal on the run. It's being chased by 2 raptors. These raptors are known as Deinonychus. These tiny killers work as a team.
Deinonychus wouldn't weigh much more than a human being. And when they're attacking things like Sauroposeidon, it would be a big advantage for them to be able to act as a group.
They're actually increasing their chance of getting a meal.
It's a strategy still used today. Working together, lions will take on prey as big as a 4-ton elephant, and they only have teeth and claws. Deinonychus employs an array of weaponry more powerful than any creature today. Sauroposeidon's only defense is its massive size. But Deinonychus have learned that nearly any defense can be bridged with the right armaments. Like recurved hand claws, almost 8 centimeters long, designed to grip into the bodies of prey like a mountain climber's spikes.
The ideal attack is to jump up, grab a hold of the prey, position the prey, and then strike. So the arms are to position your body to deliver that killing blow.
It would strike very quickly, and it could, if it was attacking a larger animal, use those arms to pull itself up against it. By doing so, it could bring its other main weapon into attack, and that's its foot claw.